Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people, and to bring up-to-date information on what is happening in Israel during these difficult times of war. Today, I'm joined by Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me, Stephen.
It's my pleasure, Suzanne. Can you tell me and the listeners what is currently happening in Israel?
Sure. Thank you for asking, Stephen. This week, on the Northern Front, particularly in Lebanon, a drone storage facility south of Beirut was targeted by the Israel Air Force. After several rockets fired from Lebanon, Israel issued several evacuation warnings to the population before the attack. This facility was used for storing UAVs used by the Hezbollah terrorist organization. Israel will continue to address any threat to Israel and will ensure that all the residents in the north return to their homes safely. These are families and communities that have been displaced to the south of Israel since October 2023.
Wow, that's almost a year and a half. What about Syria? Are there any concerns there?
Oh, yes, there are. The IDF actively destroyed a command and control center in Syria used for coordinating and planning terror attacks against Israeli civilians and IDF troops. Also, a new threat is rising. While it's reported that Iran is getting weaker, Turkey's President Erdogan is now sending troops and setting up bases in Syria. This is another threat to Israel and its people. Also, not on the northern border, but way beyond the southeastern border of Israel, Yemen continues to shoot rockets toward Israel. Therefore, infrastructure has been targeted in Yemen.
And how are things in Gaza?
Well, Israel has been at war with Hamas for over 545 days. Defense Minister Israel Katz said Operation Might and Sword is expanding to cleanse the area of Hamas terrorists and terror infrastructures and seize large areas for security zones. The Hamas terror organization has also tragically begun killing protesters against its rule in the Gaza Strip, with many reported dead, including a 22-year-old who was tortured to death. Hours before being tortured on March 28th, this young Gazan posted a video of himself on social media saying, quote, "People of goodwill, I am fed up with this war, and now Hamas is attacking us," unquote. You don't hear this in the news, but in Gaza, the people know this young man's name and have started protesting again against Hamas.
That is tragic, Suzanne.
I know. Not only this young man, but others were reportedly beaten or shot in the legs in retaliation for having participated in demonstrations of hundreds or even thousands against Hamas in several areas of the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu understands how evil Hamas is. They are increasing the pressure so Hamas will give up the hostages. Holding on to these hostages is strategic leverage against Israel. Israel is determined to achieve the objectives of the war and is relentless with its clear mission.
Do we know how many hostages are still in captivity in Gaza?
Yes, we do. Israel knows there are 59, 35 confirmed deceased, and hoping 24 are still alive. They won't rest until all are returned home. Elia Cohen, a former Israeli hostage, spoke in his first interview since being held in the Gaza Strip for some 16 months, recalled the cruel torture of his Hamas captors. He said, quote, "Hunger is a daily struggle because beyond being hungry, you are also fighting for your life," unquote. He endured prolonged starvation, including being chained up for nearly the entire duration of his captivity. Amit Susana, another hostage who survived the kidnapping on October 7th and endured beatings and abuse by her captors. She received the International Women of Courage 2025 award from American First Lady Melania Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Wow, Suzanne, so much is happening. So how can people pray for Israel and the Middle East this week?
Yes, it's very important to pray. Our prayers matter. Our prayers have an impact. I would recommend praying for strategy, wisdom, unity for Prime Minister Netanyahu, his war cabinet, and the Knesset to defeat Hamas, physical and mental strength for the soldiers, protection over the innocent citizens in Gaza, Hamas to surrender its weapons and the hostages, Turkey and Syria and their instability, protection on the northern borders of Lebanon and Syria, protection over the anti-Hamas demonstrators in Gaza, and finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and remember the eyes of the Lord are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel, may our eyes be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for those important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.